When did you start working for the Rock Island?
August 18th, 1942.
How old were you?
25. After I hired out, well, I had to go get my physical examination, which I passed, and then I had to make my student trips, and which took me about 10 days or 2 weeks. First trip I made was from Boonville to Biddle, which is a yard, Rock Island Yard at Little Rock. And I was on I made a trip with, had an engine, a 3000 type engine, which was a 210-2. And it was a 10 wheel drive, and then we had a 3232 was a passenger engine. They used on passenger train. So we got up on the engine at Boonville, and they thought I was a fireman, being as I was ignorant of the fact why I fired one of the engines all the way to Little Rock, and the fireman showed me how, and I got to Little Rock to sign my student's letter away, found out I was a brakeman, and he sent me to the yard office to get the conductor to sign. But we came out of Boonville on a double header, a big long train. And then the next trip I made was made trip started to Camden, and on a local freight train, and so I was conductor put me up in the cupola, and then we had another man, he was a Choctaw Indian, he was on the head end, Cody, and the first time I ever saw him, and we started to Camden, and we got to Malvern, and the conductor told us we had plenty of time after we got their train built to waiting for another train, we'd go get a haircut. Instead of that, while we was getting a haircut, with the train left and left us both there and carried our grips off, so we had to go, had to come back to Little Rock the next day. But during the meantime, while a conductor had us, is on a Malvern switcher, has to work down Malvern. With him, we worked the rest of the day at Malvern. It got dark, well, we didn't have any lights, and we worked till dark with another crew. And one of them's name was first conductor on the switch engine was Lonnie Crownover, and the second was Tom McCoy. So after we got dark, we couldn't work, so he told us to go up to the hotel and go to bed. So we went to the hotel, and the next day when the train came through, while we made it back to Little Rock, and then the next trip we made, I had to go to El Dorado on a local freight train, which was a heavy work. We was worked every place, and had a 2536 big steam locomotive, and we worked all the way to, we started working out here at Benton, and worked all the way to El Dorado doing local work, and then we got to El Dorado where you couldn't find a place to sleep, so they put cushions on the floor, and we slept in the caboose on the floor. And then I got back to Little Rock. Well, then they sent me to Brinkley, and I had to go to Brinkley and made a trip to Memphis. From Brinkley to Memphis, I rode a through freight from here, from Little Biddle to Brinkley. I got off and worked a local freight train from Brinkley into Memphis, and they was teach us how to get in the yard. They had lots of signals, and that we had clocks we had to wind for them to go down, and so to get in the yard. But that night, while they sent us to, they put me on another through freight train, 991, and we came to back to Little Rock, and then we. Then they told us to come back in the Monday or sometime and get the book of rules. So we had to take the book of rules, and there was about half a dozen of us got marked up. And I had to go on back to Boonville and get me a borrowed a watch and a lantern. So I'd have a watch and lantern. You couldn't get a watch. You had to have a pocket watch, and it had to be at least a 21 jewel, and just... It had to be a Hamilton or Elgin, those good watches that would pass the Interstate Commerce Commission your rules and regulations. So I made my first trip to Hot Springs. Hot Springs at, on a turn, left Biddle Yard about 4 o'clock and went from there to Hot Springs and back, turned around job one day. And that was a long, long hour local, we called it. 16-hour local. That was my first trip.
Was Rock Island the first railroad you worked for?
Yeah, Rock Island was the first one I ever worked for.
Was it the only?
And the only railroad I ever worked for, huh? I just happened to be the railroad I was on, and I found out what seniority was, and it was World War II was going on, and I had some military training at Camp Pike and Camp Robinson, and I just like 1 month in the summertime having my commission as a second lieutenant in the Reserve Army, and so. I came back from New Mexico, and in 1942, and I thought it. And they called me up for service, and they told me that I had chronic sinus trouble, and they rejected me and put me in a 4F. Then the draft board put me in 4F, and they called me up about every 3 to 6 months, and then they'd turn me down again. But I found out what seniority was during the meantime, and I thought, well, when the war is over with, why, maybe I'll still have a job if I had to go off the war. So that's the reason I stayed with them, and then they had the pension planned, and that's the reason I stayed with them and found out there's a good railroad to work for, as far as I knew anything about railroading.
What was it that made you want to work for the railroad?
Well, I'd always liked trains. Even though I didn't live where there was a train, we could hear the Rock Island trains blowing from about 6 miles or 7 miles across the mountains. We could hear them for night, and even in daytime, we could hear them trains blowing. And I'd always be fascinated about trains. And when I get a chance to go to Boonville, we would always used to go to the depot. My aunt and uncle would take me to the depot down there and watch me watch the switch engine work, and also the passenger trains and freight trains come through. So I was always fascinated about trains, and that's the reason I guess I wanted to go to work for one, own one rather.